107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to check in with Artistic Director Alex Moustakas with Drayton Entertainment. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to have you on because we've got exciting news about the 2022 season, Alex.
I can't believe it. You know, tickets go on sale today to the general public for our long-awaited 2022 season. It is a, you know, cautious reopening that I think we've developed it in a way that is going to provide a lot of flexibility regarding audience capacity choices, you know, as it relates to personal comfort level. So we're excited, and it's, you know, I've created a season that's kind of designed to appeal to all ages, anywhere between 5 and 95. And if you're over 95 and you show up, we'll actually name the theater after you.
Let's focus on what's happening at least close to where we are at Huron Country Playhouse. Can we focus on some of the shows there?
Yeah, absolutely. The Playhouse is actually celebrating its 50th anniversary, if you can believe that. And on the main stage, we're featuring Jesse Grammont in he's like a fiddler extraordinaire in a show called Fiddler on the Loose. He actually just spent the last 6 months, I think, in Dubai at the World Fair representing Canada. So it's exciting to have him in Grand Bend. It's followed by a classic Ray Cooney British farce called It Runs in the Family, because, you know, we've spent 2 years without laughing, and it is time for some belly laughs.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the iconic musical, The Sound of Music, just to get a new generation of young people in, and families, of course. And over on the second stage, we've got a show called Good Old Country Gospel, you know, featuring some of the greatest gospel music in history. And then another comedy called The Sweet Delilah Swim Club, five women who meet every year as a reunion at a cottage and talk about life and their husbands, et cetera, et cetera. So another kind of laugh-a-minute show. So that's what's happening in Grand Bend to kind of celebrate the 50th year, but also recovery and reopening.
Oh, that's awesome. And St. Jacob's Country Playhouse, boy, some great shows. Again, you know, you've got so many theaters covering Southern Ontario, but can we spotlight St. Jacob's Country Playhouse? Some great shows happening there, too.
Absolutely. You know, I wanted something. It's one of our bigger shows, something that people will look forward to. Some great music and great ABBA music, and it's the musical Mamma Mia. I think a lot of people will be interested in coming to this. You know, it'll be a feel-good musical, again, as we gather. The other thing is we are doing the Sweet Delilah Swim Club there as well in the fall, kind of the classic drama Driving Miss Daisy, followed by another drama called American Son, which really touches on the, you know, racial issues that we've been talking about for years now. And then we're going to end with our, you know, our the family favorite. It's our annual panto. This one is Wizard of Oz, the panto, and I think by then all families will be coming out. We love it because it brings together three generations, the kids, the parents, and the grandparents of these shows, and it's become kind of a favorite staple at the Playhouse.
Oh, for sure. And Drayton Entertainment do such a great job with those pantos, so we look forward to that one. And at the St. Jacob's Schoolhouse Theater, we should mention Billy Bishop Goes to War, a show people may be familiar with but maybe haven't had a chance to see.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. You know, it's about the Canadian flying ace, Billy Bishop, and you know, it's going to be the first show that we open the end of May. That's going to run there for a number of weeks. And then I've created a show for Michael Van Hevel, who is one of Canada's greatest crooners, kind of the history of crooning, that will play there in the summer. And then in the fall, we're putting together a show called We'll Meet Again. And I guess the title says everything, that we're meeting again, but it's all about the music of the First World War, Second World War, the swing era, et cetera. So, you know, we're excited. It's a great season. As I said, something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. So, again, Alex, what's the best way to get tickets? As you mentioned, tickets are now on sale, and that's more great news. What's the best way to get tickets?
The best way is probably go online as of today, DraytonEntertainment.com, or your favorite theater. It could be the HuronCountryPlayhouse.com, the St. Jacobs Country Playhouse.com. It brings you to the same site, and all the information is there.
All right, and of course, we'll share it on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with MyStratfordNow.com. And Alex, we're just happy to have theater once again. I'm sure the actors are thrilled. I'm sure everyone at Drayton Entertainment is thrilled. It's just great moving forward with this.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a long time coming. As you know, arts and culture, tourism, hospitality were the hardest hit, and it's nice to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
You bet. Again, DraytonEntertainment.com is the website for all of the information, tickets, and so much more. Alex Moustakas. Alex, thanks so much for this, and have an absolutely wonderful season with Drayton Entertainment.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate your support.